Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of July, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's British summertime, of course. And a very, very hot summer it is indeed. Now, what do you think was the biggest influence in here today? Well, you're absolutely right. It was Mr. Bernanke. A lot of people waiting and wondering and guessing to see what he was going to say today. We may get some of the more interesting comments coming out tomorrow, I think, when we get a little more questioning. But we will see. But Mohammed El Arian of PIMCO described Bernanke's comments. I think he described them as beneficial, mildly beneficial, something, words to that effect. Don't quote me on the exact quote, and they were definitely bullishly benign. However, the market had been discounting that, and it is overbought, as you know, and it is overextended. Nevertheless, it sort of backed and filled here a little bit. It was mostly slightly higher on the day, and closed out there with quite modest gains, but nonetheless, that will perhaps impress the bulls overall. Now, my feeling, and I've discussed this again in my lead article here today, is why is the U.S. doing so much better than all these other stock markets right now? And it really is a clear case of outperformance, as you're probably aware, if you've been looking through the charts. Now, so I asked myself, is it the three strong cards for the United States, which I've often mentioned, and very briefly, competitive energy costs, thanks to franking, superior technology in many areas, and also the U.S. has many of the most successful corporate autonomies? Now, those are certainly bullish factors, and I feel, particularly for the long term, I feel that they're discounted here in the short term. My own feeling is that a lot of investors, particularly some of the shorter term momentum players, they've been queuing off Bernanke, and so they genuflected before the greatly powerful Fed chairman, and bought on the back of his quantitative easing largesse. But nevertheless, Wall Street, as you know, is somewhat overextended on the charts. Look at that Russell 2000, which I pointed today, although it is still in form, so we haven't seen it falter yet. But it is susceptible to a disappointment, which will most likely be confirmed by the next clear downward dynamic. And if you want to know what that looks like or might look like, just look at the another chart, the daily chart that I actually posted, where you can see that big key day, downside key day reversal that occurred in May. Now, to put this caution in perspective here, I think we're in an overall ranging environment here for most stock markets. You certainly see that with most stock markets overall. I don't think it's a bearish environment because we still have this very, very positive monetary policy tailwind, and that's the most important fundamental factor in my opinion. But it's been one heck of a good rally since mid-November when all this started. And the U.S. is particularly overbought here in the short term. And we expect a choppy environment overall over the medium term, as you know, probably over the lengthy medium term. Now, quick look elsewhere. Mexico had a good day, up a point and a half, percentage point and a half. Brazil, also a bit of a recovery underway there. The European markets, Italy led to the upside, just over 1%. And these moves reversed earlier declines for a number of indices. Asia, well, again, Japan quietly steady. It's a little bit of softness in China, although it's range bound here right now, but the Shanghai comp was down 1%. And that's about it. Long dated government bonds, we've been getting a what I feel is a technical rally, maybe may persist for a while in the bond prices. That means yields are coming down, and I feel that we've seen at least a short-term highs in the bond market after that, and so many of the bond markets after that good run that we have seen over the last few months. Commodities, which have remained generally soft overall, as you know, but the most important commodity of all is still crude oil, and that has not been soft. That's actually been really quite steady, and that continued in here today, up half a dollar at the close. And so the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, West Texas Intermediate, that closed at 106.5. And the Brent, the more important one, because that's what most other people pay. Well, that's only a couple of dollars higher, just over $2 higher, at 108.67. Now, other developments, metals, well, a few more down than up here today, although nickel and tin had small rallies, but copper, aluminium, lead, yeah, they were all to the downside here today. Still a soft sector, although we've been seeing an impressive rally in the two biggest miners that I follow quite closely, the Rio Tinto and the BHP Billiton. BHP, I think, is that the biggest of the publicly listed miners? I think it might be. Also has about 18% of its activities are from oil as well, so it really is well diversified. But it's seen an encouraging rally, and we haven't been able to say that about that sector for a long time, have we? Now, elsewhere, precious metals. Well, they had been eking out that technical rally over the previous 2-3 weeks. But we saw some softening here, not much on palladium, which is the outperformer by far, but silver, which gets up to that $20 level and then falls back, finished here at 1928. That was down 65.5 cents overall. And platinum down over 1640 to 1408.7, I should say. And gold bullion, which had been looking at that $1,300 level. For these precious metals, the last three that I've mentioned, silver, platinum, and gold, the rallies were up in the area of initial resistance points, and they've fallen back. I mean, gold's down 17 to 1275 as I speak. And grains and beans, a little bit easier, and that's good news. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.